Blog Talk Radio.
Smooth start today. I meant to say before we got the Moosey and Linus track from the Vince Guaraldi Trio that was Prince with Kiss starting off the show today. Thanks for being here on a Tuesday morning episode 122. My name is Dave Bublitz. This is the $12 radio show coming to you from Fort Collins, Colorado, just a stone's throw up the I-25 corridor from Denver. And here at the Ramblewood Studios here at the northwest corner of City Park in Fort Collins, not far from the mountains and obviously not far from City Park. Some of this is self-explanatory. I don't even really need to be covering a lot of this. So I guess it was the music there that rattled me up here at the top of the show. But it's time to get over that. That's good. I was looking at the numbers yesterday. I do that every day. They have a feature here. By the way, this is carried on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who, however it was that you found the show. It's a package that they offer. And one of the things that they do is they show you how many people listened the previous day. Now, I had been gone here for a while. A pretty good while, about 2 or 3 weeks, I think. And it was a nice, pleasant surprise to see that people were listening during the interim while I was away. And it was actually a fairly nice number. Now, I get back on the air again here today. I'm looking at some notes and putting things together for today's show. I know, it's hard to believe there's actually preparation that goes into this show. I am not surprised by your surprise, but I'm putting together notes for today's festivities here, and I noticed the numbers from yesterday. It was nice. It made me feel good. I won't tell you exactly how many because, you know, it was less than several thousands. It was somewhere between a few and several thousand. Okay, that's vague enough. But it was nice to see that with just one day back notice that people were still paying attention, that, you know, what was happening to Dave? Maybe we should go ahead and check that out over there on the interweb and see what's going on with Dave if he's still doing his little online internet radio program with his skits and his hilarity. Yeah, I'm annoying myself right now, actually. As I said before, it's a Tuesday. It's episode number 122. As you like to call the station here, the studio, which not very many people actually do, and I would like to change that somehow. Not quite sure how to make that outreach to reach out to people, to implore of them to call to the show. The number to the studio is 646-564-9650, and you can do that here every morning here, Monday through Friday, from 10 o'clock on Mountain Standard Time. And as we often say, measure that on Mountain Standard Time if you don't happen to live in the Mountain Time Zone. Please adjust your clocks accordingly. It's 10:07 already with all this just general confusion that's going on. Checking out the weather window outside the Ramblewood window here. The Ramblewood weather window is brought to you by Schlitz. Now, wouldn't it be great? It's brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'm just picking out just random imaginary sponsors. But anyway, brought to you by Trojan Condoms. I'm looking out the window here today. And they say that 300 days a year we have sunshine here in Colorado. And I would like to tell you that today, not one of those 300 days, or at least not yet. A little cloudy. I won't say gloomy, because I like spring. It just smells nice and fresh, and it feels it's a little cool, but it's not cold. And a nice day if you. I still don't have a dog. It's taken a while to do that. I don't know why. I've been my mind has been otherwise occupied. Today would be a great day to take a walk with the dog if you have one, or just go take a walk, whether it's through City Park here in Fort Collins. Or the city park in whatever city you may be listening to. I'll take a walk through Old Town here. It makes it sound like I've been holed up here. And to a certain extent, I guess I have been. I have not gotten out of the house in much lately. And need to get downtown sometime soon here. It's a 5-minute bus ride, and I'm talking about it like it's taking some sort of a Greyhound bus trip. Yeah, you don't want to do Greyhound. You ever traveled on Greyhound? Greyhound or Trailways? They're both owned by the same company now. To combine your bus traveling fun, I went from Denver to Boise, Idaho. Now, God forbid you find yourself where you need to make that trip. You can get in a car, you and your buddies, you and your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your family, whatever, and you can make that drive in about, I'll spitball it here and say 12, 13 hours. But because the bus makes stops every town, and in many towns, several stops in a town, it didn't take 12 hours like it would in a car. It took 4.5 days. We left on a Tuesday in in October. We got there right after the first of the year, so it was about a 2.5 month trip. I felt like the commercial for what's the annoying commercial for DirecTV? One of the settlers. We settle on things here. And prone to do. Let's go ahead and check out what's going on in the world of sports here in our backyard and around the planet as well. In the NBA, well, not around the planet, but around the North American continent. Lost my pen here. Hold on a second. Making myself a note. For heaven's sake, Dave, you've got a computer in front of you. You should just be able to do it off of the computer. Anyway, last night in the NBA, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Miami Heat by a score of 89-85, evening up the series at 2 games apiece. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Dallas Mavericks 118-104. Love the Thunder. They're my adopted playoff team, and they put up big numbers. They are an offensive-minded team. 118-104, they beat the Mavericks, and they wrapped up their series 4-1. And the last game, the final game of last night, was the Portland Trail Blazers beating the Los Angeles Clippers by a score of 98-94. Man, and that right there is why I have to write myself notes here every once in a while, because what I said 98-94 because I could tell that's what I meant when I wrote it down. But what I wrote down actually was 98-44. Yeah, that would probably that would throw things off in Vegas. A 50 point spread. in an NBA basketball game, yeah, that would probably tend to throw things off. And then keeping in mind tonight, there's more NBA action continuing. NBA playoffs start in April, and they literally, I'm not being sarcastic this time, hard to believe, they're not done until the first week of June. So still a lot of playoffs left to go. Tonight is Toronto and Indiana. They'll be up in the Toronto Raptors, and the Indiana Pacers. They'll be playing at the Air Canada Center up in Toronto. Atlanta's playing Boston in Game 5 of their series at the Phillips Arena in Georgia. NHL, I did go ahead and manage to take care of that and take a peek into the world of hockey, and I was so glad to see that I was able to do that, make those notes, and the best part was there's not that much going on in hockey or that much for me to keep track of here, which is a good thing for me. But last night, Nashville beat Anaheim 3-1. 3-1 Anaheim. Nashville Predators beat the Anaheim Ducks by a score of 3-1, and that evens up the series at 3-3. Their game 7 is coming up soon, and St. Louis wrapped up their series 4-3 on the series. The St. Louis Blues beat the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2. Things are not happy at the United Center and around Chicago today because they just have been a powerhouse the last several years, but they took it to game 7 into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So congratulations to Chicago, maybe not for getting the Stanley, you know, for getting to take home Lord Stanley's Cup, but Coach Quenneville, always an entertaining guy, and puts together some pretty quality hockey. You know, and he wasn't good enough to coach here. That's all you need to know about the ownership here with the hockey team and the basketball team. It's the Cronkies, kids. One day we're going to get ourselves an NBA team. Don't even get me started on basketball. Baseball, though, Major League Baseball last night. It was a great game for 6 innings. It was 1-0 when I tuned in late because I didn't realize that much time had gotten away from me. I was doing some other things, and they were, the Rockies were only down. Pittsburgh was up 1-0, and it was about the 5th or 6th inning, and Chad Bettis is pitching, and it was a beautiful game. It was a pitcher's duel. Coors Field, not supposed to happen, so especially entertaining. And then they collapsed, and Pittsburgh ended up going on to win. Just as I sat down and turned on the game, sat down, grabbed a beverage, began to take in the game. That's when the collapse began, and eventually they lost 6-1. So, maybe yes, what it is. I'm the bad luck that's going on here. I don't know what to tell you. They'll be to continue their series here. It's a 4-game series against the Pirates and the Rockies at Coors Field. So they played last night. They play again tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. Did I mention for whatever reason, and actually for no apparent reason at all, that today is National Pretzel Day? I should, because it is. It's National Pretzel Day. lot of stuff to talk about today on the show. What have I got here? So actually, I tell you what, it's 12:17, and we generally take a break here every quarter hour, every 15 minutes or so. So let's go ahead and do that real quickly. Let's find ourselves something. Whatever it is that I plan for the course of the show, the music part is always just on a wing and a prayer, by the seat of my pants, by the skin of my teeth. Let's go ahead. Oh, here's something interesting I always enjoy hearing. As big a song as Louie Louie was back in the 60s, it was originally done in the 50s by a guy named Richard Berry. So let's go ahead and listen to the original version of Louie Louie with Richard Berry. My name is David Bublitz, and this happens to be the Tuesday morning edition of your $12 radio show. Me Gotta Go is Louie Louie from Richard Berry, Dave Bublitz with you on the Tuesday edition of the $12 Radio Show. It's Me Gotta Go at the end of that song. So right there, that should tell me that's the song that you play, either that or Happy Trails to wrap up the show. And yet, there it is in the middle of the program. So it sounded like a good place to put it. And it is, because it's a great song to listen to. I like Louie Louie, like both versions of the song, but I especially appreciate the original once I found that. 10:20 here, as I said, on a Tuesday, episode 122 of this year's $12 radio show. There is no guest in our studios today here at Ramblewood. Excuse me. Pardon me. All of a sudden, I felt like there was something that was crawling inside of my ear. That's not good. That's something right out of a science fiction movie. No, just a little bit of an itch. Anyway, I just got done telling you, things are moving along smoothly, and it doesn't take much to throw off my train of thought. Tuesday edition of the $12 show, episode 122. No guests is what I was going to say in the studio. Apparently, I believe that the sound of my own voice is entertaining enough for you people out there. I can't be right. Yeah, I know. We got to get guests, and we got to do it soon. But it's only day two back here, here after the latest break on the $12 show. So I've got projects going on right now. The biggest project is just starting, not just the show, but to put a shorter spin on it. Just I need to start everything back up. I went into deep freeze mode recently and put everything aside. So I got to get some comedy going and have to get some. I've still been threatening to do this to get the dog, And I've been talking about, maybe not been talking about it, but doing more comedy and taking a trip, taking a road trip in the near future. So it would be fun to be able to do something like that this summer and kind of use that as the final tune-up. I've been threatening some sort of impending comedy comeback so long that people are wondering, Dave, were you ever gone? You just, we hear you. We see you. But I was looking at my calendar, and I did not realize, maybe I mentioned this yesterday, I don't know, I had not been on stage doing comedy in 3 months, which even for me and my flaky ways is a fairly large number that I need to. A friend of mine put that up on Facebook for me and said, please fix that soon. Okay, I will. Fort Collins, good place to be right now. Hope that you guys, if you got out over this last weekend, that you had a good time. You went to FOCO MX, had a chance to hear some music, get a chance to see some comedy. Next big music event that I can think of that's coming up here, there's probably something between now and then, because Fort Collins and Northern Colorado seem to have more than their fair share of events. But the next one that I saw that caught my eye is the Taste of Fort Collins. It's this year. I was going to say it's usually the first part of June, and it's the weekend of the 10th, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. The Taste of Fort Collins. It's in front of the Justice Center, which sounds very DC Comics. It's the Justice Center, which is a nice way of saying it's the courthouse and the jail. They close it off, so all the people that are in there doing time for whatever they've done over the weekend, they get a chance to hear all that music and activity. It just it almost seems it's a really nice setting. It's a very benign looking building. It's not like, you know, back in the old days where you had those granite steps to get to the top of the courthouse or anything like that. It's kind of generic. It could be any kind of an office space, but it seems strange to have that in the Justice Center. But they close off about a half dozen blocks. They've got some great music. Some of these bands I haven't heard of before. The 10th, it's the Wombats, Friday to open up the weekend. The 11th, it's Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, Orleans. And the 12th, with Ellen Stone. I don't know if we can guarantee that we'll have the kind of fun that we had last year, where the lead singer from Smash Mouth just went nuts. I guess I forget what it was that somebody was. Somebody, to be fair, somebody was throwing things on stage. And the video that somebody took on their phone, because whatever you do, if you act like an ass in public, you will have your activities recorded on somebody's phone. He kind of went nuts. It was really impressive. But what nobody mentioned was is that even at that time of the day when there was still some light outside, your mind's on other things. You're looking out, you're surveying the whole crowd. When people are hurling stuff at you, you don't really have it's an unfair advantage. You shouldn't be throwing things at the entertainment anyway. But it was definitely not a family-friendly PG-13 rated rant from the stage back to the crowd to get them to stop it. But Taste of Fort Collins, amazing music, great food. Hope you get a chance to come out here for that to Fort Collins. Come up and make the weekend out of it if you could. There's actually a lot of stuff going here on here in the spring. And this weekend, I was thinking here, I was looking around at different things that are going on this coming week or two and things that are starting out for the spring. The Elitches, are they still Six Flags or not? I don't know, but they open up April 30th this coming Saturday. You know, when is April 30th? I don't know. Well, anyway, it says it right here. It says it in my notes in my own handwriting, so it must be true. Elitch's opening day for 2016 is April 30th, and Lakeside is May 2nd. Elitch's is state of the art, 21st century entertainment, and Lakeside it's like a combination of more like an old style East Coast boardwalk combination carnival, where Elitch's, they invest a lot of money in safety, and they take that very seriously. At Lakeside, they just, you know, we could fix the rides, or we could paint them. So generally, they spend a little bit of money on paint, and it looks safe. I love Lakeside, though. If you're not from here, Lakeside is an old-fashioned, old-school park where the 21st century has not come into play, or even the later part of the 20th century. It's mainly wooden roller coasters, which it's the best way to go. I think that clickety clickety click, and you can, if you listen closely and you have that much fear, it's generating it, it's doing its job. You can hear bolts and screws just popping right out of the wood on the track for the ride. So nothing but fun. Eelitz is on the 30th of April, Lakeside May the 2nd. Red Rocks opens up this coming week here, with the next week or so, May 2nd, with a band called the 1975. And a special note for those who are still thinking about Prince and his passing, the first film on the rocks at Red Rocks, the most amazing concert venue anywhere, not just the North American continent, but anywhere on the planet. Purple Rain, Prince's the big time movie right there. You'll be able to get a chance to see that on the Jumbotron screen there at Red Rocks. So hopefully you'll get a chance to get out and about and down to Red Rocks, if not to see those shows, to see some of the shows. I was looking at some of the shows that are coming up here, and here's how I know that I'm old. I mean, I know I'm old for a lot of different reasons, but I was looking at the shows that are coming up, and I realized just how old I am, because there are on the first page on the screen, there are 12 acts coming, and I've heard of three of them. Not that I like them or I don't like them. Okay, I just mentioned the 1975. No idea. Red Rocks fills 9,000 people. Must be a pretty big deal. Thievery Corporation, I've heard of. Actually, then you get some of the really old music in there. Pardon me. They have the sing along version of Grease for one of the next film on the rocks. Part of that series, but they also have Bad Company and Joe Walsh. Two bands, two acts, two groups, two performers. We didn't even know they were still alive, which is good. They're out there and they're still playing. But the rest of the lineup, I just love reading out names of bands that I have no idea what they are. The 1975, J.J. Gray and Mofro, Papadocio, Disclosure, the Global Dub Festival, Dada Life, the Elephant Revival, Lamb of God. Well, okay. They're bands, and they're coming to Red Rocks. But I have heard of the Thievery Corporation, and that sounds like a very entertaining show. Actually, tell you the truth, I don't think there's probably a bad way to go or a bad show to see. If you're thinking about going out and catching something, Red Rocks is a pretty safe bet all the way around. So hopefully you get a chance to get out there sometime this summer. We'll talk more concerts here as the summer progresses, and more comedy here as the spring continues to develop. And then here closer to home, reminding you again, there's, of course, open mic comedy, because comedy is supposed to be the thrust of this show. Comedy and conversation, rambling dialogue, really, more on my part. I'm having a conversation with you, the radio listener, at this point. But don't forget, open mic comedy, if you're looking to see some adventurous shows, or maybe even get up on stage and be part of one. Hoodies on Monday, The Boot on Tuesday at The Boot Grill, Yum Yums, Ma's Juice Bar out there at Campus West on Wednesday, The Whiskey Early on Thursday on College, and then Bondi's Beach Bar late on Thursday. So those are the open mic nights where anybody can get up, and you get a chance to see some of the best comedy in Fort Collins and some of the worst. No, you get a chance to see some of the best and most experienced comedy, and then you also get a chance to see some adventurous, some of the new stuff right there. Maybe somebody for their first time. You don't know. Showcases in the area include Patero's, which is the first Friday of each month. The Surfside is now doing a showcase as well. Date unknown, not in my notes, but look that up on 970 Comedy. I believe it's connected to Hoodies. They picked the best acts off the Hoodie schedule and put those together at a showcase. Cosmonoms, both Cosmonoms and Pateros are put together by Jacob Erdman and Elliot's Martini Bar, deep in the heart of downtown Fort Collins, up there on Linden Street, Elliot's Martini Bar, which is a late night Sunday show. Professional comedy, big time comedy with the kind of the crown jewel of the 970 comedy experience every Friday and Saturday. You get a chance to see nationally touring headliners and being supported more often than not by Fort Collins talent. So a little bit of both. This week in Denver, you can get a chance, if you have time, get out of your show, get out of the house, go down, see a show in Denver if you're thinking about doing that. Downtown at the Comedy Works, it's April 27th through the 30th. That's tomorrow through Saturday. Ian Abramson, and April 28th through the 30th at the Comedy Works Landmark South, Damon Wayans Jr. Improv in Denver at Stapleton neighborhood, April the 27th and the 28th. They've got the Comedy Showdown, Stand-Up Comedy Showdown, the continuing comedy competition of the best acts in Colorado. And April 29th and 30th, Gary Owens, who I should know more about, but I don't really know a lot about any of them. Gary Owens would be a new act for me to see that I've not caught before. Ian Abramson, Damon Wayans Jr., obviously, you know, the family, and then, you know, the movies that he's made. And I don't know if he's still on the Fox show, The New Girl, or not, but should be fun to get a chance to see him in a club setting here in Colorado. So look up denverimprov.com. Scheduling for these shows and more in the future in Comedy Works as well, and also 970 Comedy up here in Fort Collins. It'll give you the 970 Comedy will give you an idea of what's going on up and about here in the Fort Collins, Northern Colorado comedy scene. He tracks back here to let's see here. It's a mellow day. It's kind of, like I said, it's kind of cloudy, a little cool, could rain. Let's go ahead and put a little sparkle and a little sunshine into your day here. Take a musical break here at half past the hour. It's 10:32. I play this song every once in a while, maybe a little more often than I should, but it's one of my very favorites. This is L-O-V-E from Nat King Cole. My name is Dave Bublitz, and this is Tuesday's $12 radio show.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
OVE, Nat King Cole with Dave Bublitz, and all of you out there listening here at the $12 radio show on blogtalkradio.com. Thanks for being here, as I said, on a Tuesday. It's 10:35, episode number 122. there's a couple of things here I wanted to mention. Actually, I've got the regular notes here and features that we do here at the end of the show, but a couple of things that I wanted to mention. I have drifted off my this is the serious portion of the show, and don't worry, it won't last long. I've kind of drifted away here with comedy, and have not given have not been on the air 100% of the time with the show. I almost said I didn't give the show 100% of my energy, but when we're doing the show, I am. It's just been a matter of doing it. My head's they're doing an interview with me. It's finally going to run, I guess. I'm doing the last part of the interview May 5th with my friend Stacey Nick from KUNC Radio. They're talking about mental illness and comedy, and that right there, that I am the subject of this feature, gives you an idea, or should explain a little bit why, when I say that I've been away from doing things for a while, what's going on. But try to get back into there's some other things going on here with the podcast, but this has always been fun for a while. I've been doing it the last couple, several months, and it would be fun to be able to continue to do this. But getting back into comedy has been paramount in my mind, even if I haven't really followed through on it as of late. Started back in the mid to late 80s, did it professionally for a very long time, dropped out a couple of years ago, and have been trying to piece things back together again. Like I said, mental illness and comedy. If you haven't listened to the show in the past, you're not going to get the whole story again today, so don't worry, but just use that to kind of guide you. Why is Dave so nuts? Well, mental illness and comedy. But with the interview coming up here with Stacey next, but I guess the 5th is next Thursday, a week from Thursday, it got me to thinking there was some not just goals, but some plans that I'd made for comedy that I hadn't kept. And I'm real big about putting things off too long, and then I figure it's too late to do them, and I forget where I saw it. It's kind of a bumper sticker type thought, so you can smack me if you want. But I saw the thought, and it resonated with me. It stuck in my head. Dreams don't have an expiration date. If you wanted to do something, if you put it off what you think is too long, chances are, more than likely, it's probably not too late to do it. You know, if you're 40, yeah, it's too late to go to the prom, you know. Most people, though, the things that they've wanted to do, they can still get around to. So I'd taken some time off, and about a year or so ago, I was thinking about doing a big show coming back, and by big show, like maybe a theater performance, doing stand-up comedy in a theater. And I didn't follow through on that, but the long-winded part of the build-up here to make the announcement is here in the next couple of days, I should have a date. We're going to be doing I'm going to be doing a show at the Rialto Theater in Loveland. It seats about 450, 500 people. And the Rialto is, if you've not been to Loveland, Colorado, it's a pretty cool little downtown. And it's where I spent a lot of my childhood. And for about a 10-year period, I did a couple of shows there a year, performing, and then also produced several there as well over a 10-12 year period. But I have not been on that glorious stage, and by glorious stage, I mean it's got a full theatrical stage where you could do, you know, the whole play Oklahoma. It's got an orchestra pit, it's got a bottom to the theater, it's got a balcony, the whole thing, like I said, seats about 500 people. But I have not been on that stage in 6 years, so that's the plan. Going to hammer something out here in the next couple of days and make the announcement this week. Rialto Theater sometime here. I'm guessing October or November, but sometime in the fall, September, October, November, but I'll get that date out to you guys. And then also more specific comedy show dates coming up soon, because gotta get going again. Need to get going again. The Rialto will be a good place for me to get my juices going again, because it'll give me a reason to get everything back in shape and straightened out between now and then. So when I do that show, maybe it'll get videotaped. Get videotaped and recorded for a DVD and a CD, and do that and have some shows around the area and beyond this spring and summer. Okay, so that's my, as I say, the personal announcement portion of the show. And again, the show here, ideally, is going to be Monday through Friday. So the radio show, it's going to be 10 in the morning, Monday through Friday. Might get moved up a little bit earlier, but I'm, as I said before, it's not, doesn't seem to be too much of a factor because most people tend to listen to the show on archived episodes later on. Is that long-winded enough for you people? Okay. Knocking on wood. Actually, it's a Formica table here, so I'm knocking on Formica. Let's see here. Movies. What do we got going here? Movies. We were talking about movies last week that were big at the box office. Let's go ahead and talk top 10 DVDs off the Rotten Tomatoes website. Top 10 movies available for rent. Ron Howard's In the Heart of the Seas at number 10. The Academy Award nominated The Big Short at number 9. Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight at number 8. I love the fact the way that they give the percentage, the quality percentage, how fresh it may or may not be. In Heart of the Sea, 42%. Big Short, 88%. Pretty good. Number 7, Spotlight, 96%. So basically, I can't imagine. There was nothing wrong. They thought it was a perfect movie. It was a pretty good film. Actually, I'm impressed here how many of these movies I've seen. But Heart of the Sea, Big Short, Hateful Eight, Spotlight, The Good Dinosaur, the latest installments of the Rocky series, which I still can't believe that number 94 on Rotten Tomatoes from the Rotten Tomato website is next to the film Creed. Okay. Revenant at number 4, which I had a chance to see the first 40 minutes of before the projection system went down at the local AMC theater. It's very weird, just and it was done, unfortunately. So I went back and saw Deadpool again the next day instead. So sometime I'll have to see The Revenant, hopefully. Didn't really look like it was my kind of movie, though, from the first 40 minutes. But please, 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 as if I didn't say it before, mentioned it yesterday, don't play with the bears. Heart of the Sea, Big Short, Hateful Eight, Spotlight, Good Dinosaur, Creed, The Revenant, Charles Schultz, The Peanuts Movie, number 2 of the rental nomination list from Rotten Tomatoes, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, and at number 1, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. Those are the rentals, top 10 rentals from, as noted from Rotten Tomatoes. On their website, right there. Also, taking a look here. Don't forget if you have time to get out to the Holiday Twin Theater here in Fort Collins. They've got it's a wonderful drive-in theater, and they have two separate double features, one on each screen. So please be sure to get out and see one there. They tend to lean more towards family-friendly features and the like, because it's a great, inexpensive way for anybody, but especially the family, to get out. AMC $1.99 theaters. I mentioned The Revenant and Deadpool. $1.99 for any movie, any day, any showtime of the week. Cinemark today is on Tuesdays. It's $5.50 Tuesday. So any film of your choosing, just $5.50. And if you have some time, go out to one of my favorite places here in Fort Collins, the Lyric Cinema, including screenings of the films Hello, My Name is Doris with Sally Field, Academy, two-time Academy Award winning actress Sally Field, Midnight Special with Michael Shannon is also there at the Lyric, and Miles Ahead, the film about Miles Davis, with Don Cheadle in the lead role and also directing that film as well. So a note as well for this coming weekend, it should be fun. Key and Peele, if you've ever had a chance to catch their show on Comedy Central, man, that's good stuff. And they're all done, and they finished it up. They've had 5 seasons, but this is their first film, feature film collaboration, and it should be. It looks really silly, but really funny. So pretty much, it fits the Key and Peele profile. So hopefully you'll get a chance to get out and catch some films this weekend. And oh, what am I doing here already? Oh my gosh, we are going long here today. Well, not long, but we're just covering some stuff again. Feel like I'm making up for lost time because I haven't been on the air here in the last couple of weeks. So 2 days in a row. 2 days in a row. Yesterday I was here, and today I was here, and I was on time. I know. How does My God, how does he do it? How does he not buckle under the pressure? But I keep talking about taking a musical break every 15 minutes for you guys to play something here interesting. 10:46 here, Tuesday morning. Let's go ahead and play. What are we going to do here? Oh, actually, I played L.O.V.E. from Nat King Cole. Let's go ahead and make love our theme here for the day in a completely different direction. And it's okay. You can call this cheesy 80s music because this next song just happens to be, even a guy who wrote it and sings it would probably call that cheesy 80s music. It's from from an artist named Donnie Iris back in like 85, I think, 86 maybe. Love is like a rock. My name is David Boomlets, and this is your $12 radio. Thanks for tuning in here on the Tuesday edition of the $12 Radio Show. It's a little bit before 11 o'clock, actually about 10:48. Thanks for being here. It's the fourth segment here of the show. And wanted to mention that I was talking about things that had been just trying to catch up on things that have been going on while I've been out. But don't forget, coming up this weekend on the 30th, the Saturday, they did the taping, I guess, a while ago. But the induction ceremony from Madison Square Garden for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is on HBO. So it should be a very entertaining program. It's the Steve Miller Band, Cheap Trick, Chicago, Deep Purple, and NWA. That's not bad right there. That's a very fine evening of entertainment. as far as we can all tell and put together, that's a very impressive lineup of entertainment. And what's even more impressive was I just gave you the lineup of that concert right off the top of my head. See, so there must be some neurons that are shooting off here today. My brain might be starting to work again. Also in the category of TV, I was a little disappointed. I don't know. I keep asking, hoping people will leave notes in the message box. You can do that when you listen to the show. Would love to hear what you think of the show. But I'd also, if you either do that or you call in, or you can also email me at something very simple, just DaveBublitzComedy@gmail.com, a show called Billions, which is a wonderful show with Paul Giamatti and Damian Lewis on Showtime. And I had a free trial for Showtime, and it's a 12-episode show. More and more shows are not 25-episode runs over the course of a season like it had always been on network. 12 episodes in my free trial, and I'm really enjoying all 11 episodes up until that point, and my free trial ran out. Just in time, cut off episode 12. So now I have to wait for that. I did not enjoy Showtime quite that much, but there used to be, what was it called? Must watch TV on NBC. Now there really are. There's a lot of shows that people like to make a point to catch. But Billions is one. I guilty pleasure. A lot of people tend to think of it as the least hip show on the air, but it was nice to see that Mike and Molly finally came back. Can't imagine why it is they have bounced to that show around the way that they did. It has always been a hit. Season 6, they did not come back in September. They waited until January. It's only a 12 or 13-week episode instead of 25. And then they ran the episodes in January, and they didn't come back until just last night. But it was fun to see them come back for their final 6 episodes. Gotham, just 4 more episodes left, and summertime episodes of season 2. It was a very strange show last year, Wayward Pines, and I can't imagine how they're going to even be able to pull off a second season, but Wayward Pines is going to be coming up on Fox on May 25th. Taking a peek here as we come into the home stretch of the $12 show. It's 10, but I just told you before the time. It's 10, actually now it's 10:52. Let's take a peek here at music and news on this date, birthdays and the like. We'll start with news on this date in 1931. This made me smile. New York Yankee Lou Gehrig hit a home run, but was called out for passing a base runner. Deep to center field, way back, it's out of here, turning the corner, running the bases, turning between second and third, and just runs right by the guy in front of him. Well, the rest of us hope for ourselves. Also in baseball in 1941, an organ was played at a baseball game for the first time in Chicago, Illinois. That's very strange. It only goes back to 1941. I've always figured that was just something that was always a part of baseball, but it did not occur until 1941. 1954, Grace Kelly, the beautiful, the lovely, the dazzling, the iconic Grace Kelly. The rest of that was mine. Big fan, was on the cover of Life magazine, and in 1964, the Boston Celtics won their 6th consecutive NBA title. Can you imagine that? They were done with their series, and they were done with the championship with the NBA in April. Not till June, till April. Whoever the commissioner is, I don't know who it is after Daniel Stern stepped down. David Stern. I know it's David. It was David Stern. I don't know who the commissioner is these days, but keep that in mind. Wrap it up in April. Musical history, 1960, filming began for the Elvis Presley musical movie G.I. Blues. 1964, the Beatles attended Roy Orbison's 28th birthday. And in 1977, Studio 54 opened in New York City. In birthdays today, let's take a peek at these were both kind of strange. 1900, born on this day, Charles Richter, the inventor and founder and champion of the science of seismology, measuring the impact of earthquakes, the magnitude of earthquakes. They named the device and the measurement scale after him, the Richter scale. Charles Richter was born in 1900. An ornithologist, writer, and painter, John James Audubon. There's a guy whose last name is immediately makes you think of birds. But 1785 is when John James was born. So there's the answer to a trivia question for you right there. What is the name of a bird specialist? Well, it's the Audubon Society is the group most known for the study of birds, but the study of birds itself, ornithology. Okay, I'll take that. Birthdays on this day in particular, we start off with the biggest name, maybe one of the biggest names remaining alive on the planet in comedy, but really of all time. Carol Burnett turns 83 years old today. The old Carol Burnett show on Saturday nights back on CBS. What a wonderful, just a wonderful production. I can't believe that nobody still has gotten around to doing a legitimate variety show again on primetime TV. Saturday Night Live has done their work, and it's been apparently been a success because the last time I checked, they've been on for 40 years. But Carol Burnett, what a treat! Talented actress and singer and comedian, and Carol Burnett today is 83 years old. Rock and roll pioneer Bobby Rydell is 74. Singer Gary Wright and musician Gary Wright is 73. Composer, producer Giorgio Moroder is 72 years old. The coolest name in all of time and the time continuum right here, Giancarlo Esposito is 59. Giancarlo Esposito. David Bublitz. Giancarlo Esposito. Oh, okay. Giancarlo turns 59 today. Roger Taylor from the band Duran Duran turns 56. Joan Chen, actress Joan Chen, martial arts expert and actor Jet Li turns 53 years old. The always hilarious, there's no sarcasm there whatsoever, the always entertaining and beguiling Kevin James turns 51 today, the King of Queens himself. And Jordana Brewster from the it had it listed that she was in a soap opera, but she's also an actress whose film credits include the Fast and the Furious film. And I almost said film, but even though Paul Walker passed away, they're in production for the new one upcoming. It will be part 8. And each of those Fast and the Furious movies, each one has made a little bit more money than the last. That's you really, your fan base continues to expand as we speak at this moment. But that it right there wraps up today's episode of the $12 Radio Show. It's episode number 122. Thanks for tuning in here on a Tuesday here to the Ramblewood Studios in beautiful Fort Collins. Thanks for being here on Blog Talk Radio. $12 Radio Show will be back tomorrow with episode number 123 at 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Be good to everybody out there around you. There's no reason not to be. And as well, you tend not to remember this, but be good to yourself. There's absolutely no reason not to be. And if you can think of it, and if you have some time, find something out there that you're passionate about. And put your heart into it. So that's my thought for the day. 10:58, just a few moments away from the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Let's go ahead and wrap things up here. Oh, there we go. It's Love. We played L-O-V-E from Nat King Cole. We played Love is Like a Rock from Donny Iris. We're going to wrap things up from last year's one of the classmates of inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame of 2015, Bill Withers. Ain't No Sunshine was probably the biggest song of his career, but this is my favorite right here. It's called Lovely Day, and even though it's cloudy outside and a little cool on a springtime day here in northern Colorado, wherever you are, I hope that you're having yourself and will have yourself a lovely day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow back here on the $12 Radio Show. Thanks, everybody. My name is Dave Bublitz. We're done. Have a lovely day.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. I know it's gonna be